Thomas Rhett is walking in.
Hey.
It's kind of a saunter.
No, just grab that one right there on the corner.
He sauntered in.
There's a little yeah, it was kind down of a saunter.
Sick.
What's that?
This studio is amazing.
You've been in here before.
No, I haven't.
I swear you had.
Yeah, you have.
No, I have not.
You have.
No, he hasn't.
No, really?
I really haven't been in here.
Man, I swore.
Is this one of those times where you confuse Thomas with his dad who has
been
here?
Oh, I know your dad.
You know what?
Your
dad was here. That's right.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Good night.
How often does that happen to you?
Well, they don't look anything alike.
I know, but yeah, but I mean, people just
assume one way.
Or they constantly, people still constantly
do people know that your dad is Bruno Mars?
Yeah. They don't understand how we look so opposite, though. It's such a strange.
It's a whole new world, man.
Dude, seriously, though, there's times where I've thought about paying dad to do certain things for me.
Like to show up places and
just show up and play a show.
I don't think he looks anything like you.
He doesn't.
Or you look like
you him. Don't think so? Mm-mm. People think we look like brothers.
I mean, you know,
he has more gray hairs than I do.
I was going to say his face is fuller and all that. You know, the age is there.
Yeah.
Just you know, like you have the thin, you know, I'm very young face.
For those who don't know, Thomas Rhett's father is Billy Ray Cyrus. I don't know. How's that?
It's Chet Atkins.
John Schneider is his father.
Yes. Yeah. Bruno Mars.
Hey, we're talking about the new album and...
It's different, y'all.
Is this? Do you have it? Hey, he's trying to play it through the phone.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Turn it on now. Are you getting it?
Is there case keeping it from plugging in?
No, hang on. I haven't hit play yet.
Oh, there it is. You put headphones on here, Thomas.
Oh, I can put. Okay.
Yes, you may put headphones on.
Okay.
So this is like.
This is like Casey and the Sunshine Band.
No, this is like Daft Punk.
This is like
totally.
Daft Punk.
Y'all know Mr. Talkbox? You ever heard of that guy?
Uh-uh. Not me. Who's Mr. Talkbox?
The guy, he's the guy doing all that crazy harmony stuff up the background.
Is that a person? Like, it's not just a computer program?
Yeah, he like puts this tube in his mouth and plays piano. And
he does it's a Sonovox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who that is.
I'm about to say Stephen Hawking.
Your name references are on point today, dude.
This is like a dance, like a dance jam, man.
This is like Make Me Wanna version 4.
You know what's funny is whenever we were building this studio, I ran that Daft Punk album into the ground.
Good. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, you know, let's talk music. We're in a weird position in country music.
Yeah.
Where this is the album of a country artist.
Yeah.
This is far from what. There's no steel guitar in this.
Doesn't feel like Alabama.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
There's no 18 roll on 18 wheeler. None of that.
Yeah.
This is a lot different than what your dad. But at the same
time. Well, that was 20 years ago.
Right. But at the same time, it's still fun.
Yeah.
Do we call this country?
Yeah. Dude, I think the whole record is country. I do, because I think
give me another song, Patrick.
Because I think that I am.
What's that slow one that I like?
Southside.
Southside's about the booty, right?
Yeah.
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 Oh, this is cool. I wrote this one with Dad. And throw on your boots and your jeans with the worn out seams and your going out shirt.
Put some shine on your truck, get it all cleaned up just to kick it in the dirt. I really like this song.
Yeah, see this. Put it in drive, start coming alive. Yeah, this is country.
This is country.
I get this.
But you don't think Tangled is country.
But you know,
I would tell you that.
Here, can I just interject?
Yeah.
Why does it have to? Why does this have to be the conversation every time?
Well, because it's what you brought into
this conversation.
No,
though, has been going on.
That's
since
what I'm saying. That's
Waylon.
I wasn't
guys.
Talking about you, but I'm
Let's
just saying.
Let's go back
like,
to Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? I mean, that's what the song is about.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, when Ronnie Millsap came out, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I feel like we go through this every 10 years, and it's always this conversation of, is it country? Is it not country? Is it pop? Is it hip hop?
Well, then what I'm saying is, then let's get away with calling it a name. Then we just call it music.
I think. That sounds fantastic.
Okay. Well, then I'm fine with that.
So, yeah.
But I'm saying is you can't say, hey, man, I have a new jazz album. And you listen to it and it's disco.
Right.
Traditional.
Right.
Exactly. What I'm saying is then let's get away with tags and labels. And
interestingly enough, though, as we've discovered, there's a lot of jazz artists now that sound country.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Thomas Rhett is with us. A new album out. And we'll talk more with Thomas and about his views on politics, geopolitics, and same-sex marriage. We'll do that
Global warming.
Coming up next. Hang on. Thomas Rhett is in the studio. The new album is out. It's out right now.
The new album is out now. You will want to pick it up.
It's funny how you still say pick it up when most people would just download.
Some people actually still purchase CDs.
They do.
Wouldn't it be cool? Yeah, like, you know how right now the hipster movement over the past several years has brought back turntables and records, and now you go to any store and they sell records again.
Yeah.
I want somebody to bring cassettes back.
I love cassettes.
I want cassettes so bad.
Why? Cassettes?
Because I miss the tape hiss, man. I love the tape hiss.
Because I was just looking for that. When was it?
They have their own. They're like a little music turtle.
Do you remember
they have a case? They're hardened.
The music turtle.
You know.
Do you remember like the beginning of a cassette? Like the ones you bought, you would have that doo doo doo, that little tone that would play.
Oh yes, yes.
And you were like, oh, there's the tone. So you knew you were getting some good stuff.
Oh remember yeah, those? Man.
Now, Thomas, I don't remember where you are in growing up, but did you ever sit listening to the radio with the play, record, and pause button set? And then when you heard the countdown, did the song that you wanted, you hit thing, and you get the whoever it was talking over your song intro, and then you get that song, and as it's ending, you hit stop, and so the tape is like, you know.
Right. Yeah, I was young, but I remember my mom and dad both doing that.
Your dad did it too?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm sure he was just trying to record himself on the countdown.
Look at this boy. I'm a big deal.
That's right.
I'm really wanting to put a cassette deck in the truck. I really think that would be cool.
Mine doesn't have
one. Because I don't play CDs anymore. I just, everything's off of playlists or whatever on my phone. And I think if I had a cassette deck, I would every once in a while pop one in and, you know.
You know what you would do if you had a cassette deck? It's the same thing I would do if I had one, was ride around listening to old air checks of myself.
Old radio shows.
Old radio shows we recorded on cassette.
I guess they don't make a cassette deck like a head unit, do they?
I don't know.
I mean, today I feel like all you get your real record and then your album.
Yeah.
If you want to pay for your to make a vinyl.
There's a big...
You have to pay extra to have them make a vinyl.
How much extra does it cost like to do that?
I don't know.
Please tell me you did this album on vinyl.
I need to.
With all this stuff on there and the dancey club kind of feel going on. I'm just
going to make cassettes. Now that we started talking about that.
I want one.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll be the end of your career. I sold four cassettes.
I sold four.
Two of them. One's the Big D, one's the Bubba.
And they were half off.
You would be a legend though.
I'm doing it.
In a really risky move, Thomas Rhett put out an
doesn't album. Put his album out on iTunes, only cassette.
What are your whole thoughts on music being out on these, like the Pandora and Spotify's and all that?
I need it. I'm thankful for the free streams that people have listened to that I never knew who I was, and now they do because of that.
Have you ever gotten any money from them?
Yeah, I mean,
like it's 20 bucks.
It literally is like 20 bucks.
Really?
Yeah. Dad was telling me a funny story the other day, because I think Boys Around Here got streamed like 400 something million times or something like that.
And
he made like $60.
$60 off 400 million listens?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Thomas Rhett, the new album is out called Tangled Up. Make sure you download it, and we'll talk more with Thomas Rhett if you're cool with that.
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Thomas Rhett is joining us in the studio, and boy, lots of downloads, and you know, it's super talented. But I will say, your music—it's different. It sounds different than other music. You know,
it is very different
than what we're normally hearing.
Totally.
So when someone says it, you can't go, why do we always have to talk about this?
Well, because,
dude, you just said it yourself. It's very different.
It is the elephant in the room.
But so why would we talk about it?
All right, let's talk about it.
Well, we already did.
We can talk about it again.
I mean, we did talk. Were you here for that? We already talked about all that.
Yeah. That's my jam.
See, here's the thing. This is a great song. It's great music.
Thanks.
Would I call that country?
Probably not.
I don't know. See, you said it for me.
Let's listen to the whole record down, though. It's just like, did you have the first record at all?
Yeah.
Well,
dude, it was just kind of the same concept. It had so much different kinds of music on it. I was still the same one singing.
That's interesting,
you know?
Because what you just said is it sounds like you.
Yeah.
It sounds like you. Whether it sounds like country or not,
right,
in somebody's definition of country, it still sounds like Thomas Rhett.
Right.
They're still jams.
Thanks,
so let's
Tim.
Take off all the
here's
labels.
What makes it country. You ready? It's a lifestyle. Country is a lifestyle. It is a type of person, not a type of music anymore. It is, because there's things that have banjos and fiddles in them that you know, Americana music that's not.
What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing because this is like when every day I get on Instagram and I get on Twitter. This is what it's being talked about everybody.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you can't really turn the radio on right now. I mean, I think Chris Jansen's song is the country song on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, but you listen to the top 40. I mean, you can't really say the same thing.
No, you're right. You're right.
How long do you think we have while this argument's going to keep going? Another year or two?
I don't know. I'm feeling uncomfortable right now. I feel like he's about to jump across the table.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, no.
He's totally in your corner. He's just a little bit. Okay, he's happy.
It's funny because I can tell.
What I'm just saying is, I like it. I'm just saying that you can't. I like blue cheese, but you can't call it a steak.
Can't call it Gouda. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you're gonna buy the blue cheese.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right. I'll buy that blue cheese.
Right.
But it's not steak. I feel that sometimes there's a lot of artists you're caught in a weird place.
Yeah.
You're caught in I'm a country artist, and then people go, well, that's not country.
Yeah.
When you're like, well, but I have a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Look at my pedigree.
I think that's what it is now.
I mean,
that's where
it's super strange.
Yeah, I think it is interesting.
The bottom line for me is that good music is good music to me.
And you know,
every night we go play these shows, and we play these festivals, we play these songs, and we cover Uptown Funk, and we also cover Merle Haggard and Hank Williams Jr., and somehow it cohesively goes together.
And people love it.
Yeah.
People like what they like.
We had the same conversation whenever Bret Michaels was trying to go country the first time. Remember? It was the same thing. Good music is good music. It doesn't matter if it's rock or country. If it's a good song, it's a good song.
Right.
And now it's the same argument, but it's not rock anymore. It's with the beats and you name it.
I want the haters to give it a try.
Yeah.
I want you to... Don't just say you don't like it because on principle.
Yeah.
I want you to actually listen to it.
Right.
I want you to get in your car. Don't listen to it in a laboratory.
Go listen to it on a boat.
Go get on the water.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a Saturday afternoon and listen to it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I like it.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
I think you guys should hug it out.
Well, we should hug it out.
That would be awesome.
I just think that we have to talk about it. As an industry, we all have to talk about it. For so long, we've all kind of talked behind each other's backs about it.
Everybody's afraid to.
And you got to talk about it.
That's right. You do.
And you got to have artists who are willing to be like him.
Have you had this conversation with anyone else?
No.
Good. I feel,
actually, we
feel
did.
Good to be the first.
A little bit. What happens is they leave and we go, God, like, is that rap or is that country? What is that? But you're really the first one that I've been comfortable enough to actually say it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'll be the first one to admit all day long that, you know, before we put Crash and Burnout, I was terrified. You know, I mean, I had no idea if that song was ever going to make it. We always thought, man, that'd be a cool, you know, song number 11. It'd be a great album cut. You know, we put it as a single, and it's amazing, you know, playing these shows, watching 14-year-old kids scream it and watching like 91-year-old women scream it. You know, mm-hmm. it's amazing. And I think that some of these songs on this record, you know, they definitely take me back to a different time period and a different era and a different, you know, kind of genre or whatever. But I think Eric Church, I think the Rolling Stone article he did where he just said good music is good music and bad music is bad music, I think it stuck with me pretty hard. And so when I was making this record, yeah, I knew that it was out there. I knew it was different. But I can't deny that most of these songs put a smile on my face.
And
that's the truth right there, too. Yeah. It's songs that will make you feel good.
Yep.
At the end of the day, you have to do music that you are proud of.
You're right.
Because
you're going to have to sing these songs for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's right.
So,
well,
you better like them.
Yeah, that's right. No, you're right.
Anyway, pick it up. Tangled Up, Thomas Rhett, the new album. It's out. Get it. And
it's in the country section if you go to Walmart.
There's just like a question
mark.
No,
this is going to be in the toy section.
We're not sure.
You can buy an Xbox and Tangled Up on the same aisle.
Woo!